We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We open with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, "What a Lovely Name." Heavenly Father, it is in the lovely name of Jesus that we approach your throne in prayer. We're so thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're thankful for the opportunity of sharing the gospel of Christ with this precious congregation today. Wherever our broadcast is being heard, we pray the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to souls. We know that you love everyone, and we know that Jesus died for everyone. So bless our congregation, minister to their needs. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue now with the duet selection, Jesus, the Son of God.
Do you know Jesus, our Lord and Savior? Jesus, the Son. Have you ever seen him or shared of his favor? Jesus, the Son of God gave.
Our subject for this broadcast, Symbols of Christ. Jesus Christ was the greatest person to walk this earth. On the Mount of Transfiguration, Moses, the great leader of Israel, and the one God gave the Old Covenant law to, and Elijah, one of the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, appeared to Jesus. Jesus had taken Peter, James, and John with him, and there he was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. So we read in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 2. Peter wanted to make three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5. In other words, my Son is greater than Moses or Elijah. Therefore, hear him. Let us consider him. First, sight to the blind. In the synagogue of Nazareth, the scroll of Isaiah was handed to Jesus to read. This is the scripture found in Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. This Jesus did, not only restoring sight to the literally blind, but sight to the spiritual blind as well. We read in the scriptures about how those that sat in darkness saw a great light. And Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. And if we walk in his light, we shall not walk in darkness. Number two, bread to the hungry. Again, Jesus literally fed many. But even more important, he fed them that living bread that came down from heaven. Verily, verily I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verses 32 through 35. Now, number three, water to the thirsty. In St. John chapter 4, we have the very familiar story of Jesus talking to the woman of Samaria. Jesus had said it was needful for him to go through Samaria, and they came to Jacob's well, and he sent some of the disciples into the nearby town of Sychar to buy something to eat. And while they were gone, Jesus was sitting there on the well. And here came this Samaritan woman to draw water. And she was quite surprised that Jesus would even speak to her, let alone ask of her for a drink. Jesus, of course, had a purpose in asking her for a drink. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. And after she had received this living water, she went into the town and told the men there, Come, see a man who has told me all things. Is this not the Christ? And they came out and listened to what Jesus had to say. And they told the woman, "Now we believe, not only because of what you said, but what we have heard of ourselves." And so Jesus was indeed water to the thirsty. Now, number four, a door to the lost. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." You cannot be a part of the Lord's sheepfold without entering in through the door. And you cannot enter through Christ without being saved. There are many doors, religiously speaking, but Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." John chapter 10 and verse 1. Number 5, a shepherd to the redeemed. "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That beautiful 23rd Psalm pictures Christ as the shepherd of the sheep. And those who are in his fold are there because they have passed through the door. Now, number 6, a vine of substance to the new believer. There are many religious vines that people can get connected to, but Jesus tells us, "I am the true vine." Why did he say the true vine? Because, as I said, there are many religious vines. But Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. There are those who believe, once saved, always saved. I would ask you to note that Jesus said, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." If you are in Christ, yes, if you are in Christ, you are a Christian. If you are taken away, you are cut off from the vine, which is the source of life. So to be cut off from the vine, you die. So this once saved, always saved doctrine is not biblical. It is not supported by the Scriptures. For if you are in Christ and you're taken away, again I say, you are taken away from the source of life. Therefore, you naturally die. Now, number 7, the way to God himself. In the religious world today, the thinking is widespread that there are various ways to God, to eternal life. Even some who call themselves Christians are falling for such doctrines. How can people believe that Jesus was such a good man, a holy man, a good teacher, and not believe what he said. What did he say? John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In this verse, Jesus is saying that he is the way to eternal life, that he is the truth. Yes, there is such a thing as truth. John said of Jesus that he was full of grace and truth. So we read in St. John chapter 1 and verse 14. Jesus also pointed out here in John 14:6 that spiritual life is through him. The Apostle John tells us, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. Again, I call your attention to the latter part of John 14:6, where Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way anyone can come to God is through the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who deny the Son have not the Father. Notice this passage of Scripture. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. So the only way anyone can come to God is through Jesus Christ. For to deny him is to deny the Father as well. 1 John chapter 2 and verses 22 and 23. The Apostle Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Peter speaks of Jesus Christ when he said there is no other name given under heaven. He is speaking about Jesus Christ. And there's only one name through which we can come to God, and only one name through which we can be truly saved. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. The Apostle Paul told the people in Athens, Greece, who were worshiping various gods, that God had appointed a day in the which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. And that man, of course, is Jesus Christ. And the assurance that God gave that he would judge the world by Jesus Christ, the evidence, the assurance that he gave was by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. So we see in Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. Jesus himself said, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 34, and verses 40 and 41. Which side will you be on when you appear before the judgment seat of Christ? And which word will you hear? Come or depart? To be on the right-hand side, you must accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. There is no other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The thoughts that we have brought to you today are based on 7 symbols of Christ that was printed in the pictorial Introduction to the Bible by William S. Deal, published by Baker Bookhouse. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We trust that the thoughts that we have brought to them have been a blessing to them. The Holy Spirit has been able to use them for the good of souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is being a blessing. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can join us in our services Sunday morning. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And of course, that's Eastern time. And you may join us as our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in next Sunday, the Lord willing, next week, the Lord willing, when we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.